Thank you for calling Arch Top 5. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, my name is Linda McDonough.
Hey, Linda. How can I help you today?
I would like to make an appointment to have your internet service connected.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
153 West Chester Street in Kingston.
You said 13?
I'm sorry?
You said the house number is 13?
No, 153.
153, okay. Westchester. Okay. All right, so the in-service date for your location, oh yeah, we can definitely sign you up for service now. Are you interested in a specific service? We have two available, the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet.
Probably the 1 gig because I really don't have a lot of devices. I don't stream, I don't game.
Okay, no problem. We can start you off with a 1 gig. So it's $79.99, but you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, okay?
Okay, yep, I can do that.
Are you interested in getting any extenders?
I don't understand what that would be.
If you do have a large home, we would recommend getting an extra extender just so that you can use the Wi-Fi efficiently throughout your entire home.
I don't know if I would need that because it's a small house, it's 1,000 square feet.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So we can just like not do any Wi-Fi extenders, and if in the future you decide to get one, we can definitely add that on for you.
Oh, okay, that would be good.
And are you interested in any landline?
No.
Okay. One moment. All right, so just to confirm, the address is 153 Westchester Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I own the property.
The utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
It's through the air.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your billing address, is that different than your service address?
No, it's the same address, 153 Westchester. That's two words, Westchester.
Right, and could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Linda.
And your last name?
McDonough.
McDonough. An email address that you'd like to use on file?
L for Linda, S for Susan, M Mary, C Charlie, D David, 0213@gmail.com.
Okay, and your primary phone number?
845-514-0974.
Okay, so 845-514-0974.
Yes.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Email or text.
All right, so I'm going to read you a few disclosures as it relates to both email and text.
Okay.
So for the text messaging, At Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
And the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and just to go over the order, you have a home location interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or phone service at this time. Your service address is 153 West Chester Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
All right, so as part of the order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
You can do a credit check, but I will advise you, I have been victim of identity theft.
Okay. All right. No
So
problem.
just so that you're aware of that, somebody's been using my name and social security number.
All right, no problem. So, and also just to let you know, once we do use your social, we don't keep it on file, it's discarded. All right?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with it.
115-46-9748.
Okay, so it says that there is a freeze on your credit file.
There is a security freeze on Experian.
Yes, Experian.
Yeah, there is a security freeze on that.
Okay. Would you want to go ahead with the deposit then, or would you be listing the freeze?
I can go ahead with the deposit.
Okay. And you want to sign up for the discount for the auto pay and paperless billing?
If I don't do that, it's $79.95 a month. Is that correct?
$79.99.
99. Okay. And that would be a paper bill I get in the mail?
You can choose to get a paperless or a paper bill.
I prefer to get a paper bill.
Okay. And
And I'll.
for the $50, would it be checking or savings or a debit or credit card?
I can give you a credit card.
Okay. So paper bill. All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
4313-0720-8982-2509.
And the expiration?
July 27 or 2027.
And the CVV?
773.
And what's the cardholder's name?
Linda McDonough.
Linda. Your last name is MCDONOUGH. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And your zip code is 12401.
Right.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Actually, I've been procrastinating about this since March when they installed it in my neighborhood.
Okay, and is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire, a septic tank?
No. Hello? Oh, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here with you. Okay.
Sorry.
So all I need to do now is basically just read a few disclosures to you and then just set up an installation date and go and let you get back to your day, okay?
Okay.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider currently, just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archdot Fiber is a property of Archdot Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archdot. Archdot do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archdot Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most special dispute through arbitration?
I agree.
All right, so for date and time, the earliest date we have available, it's the 7th of October, and any day after that except Sundays.
Okay, so the 7th would be fine. Could
Okay.
actually any morning appointment would be best for me.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. would be great.
Okay, so we can set you up for October 7th at 8 a.m.
Okay, October 7th, 8 a.m. I'm just writing that down. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's great.
So it would be between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Okay?
Okay.
No problem. So your name is Linda Madone. M.
McDonald.
Madonna. So that's MCDONOUGH. Your email is LS, M as in Mike, C as in Charlie, D as in dog, 0213 at gmail.com. And your phone number is 845-514-0974.
Correct.
All right, no problem. So know that the installation is scheduled. You'll be getting two emails from Archdot. So the first one would be the confirmation of your order, and you'd also get another one for an invitation for you to sign into your online customer account. And that's where you'd have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, okay?
Okay.
And no problem. Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, I don't.
No problem, Linda. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one and thank you for calling Archdot Fiber.
Okay, thank you for your help.
No problem. Bye-bye.